We are now beginning the second chapter of the Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach. This chapter is not going to deal with any mitzvahs specifically of the great list we started off with, but it will talk about the concept of a being registered, a registered Paschal offering, Nick. Okay, it doesn't have any party affiliation, doesn't matter, liberal, conservative, you have to be registered for the coin, for the Korban Pesach.
Well, so you don't have to declare the party.
We're going
to
discuss how and what this registration is about, and who you're shechting for. Aleph, Ein shechtin as a Pesach elo limnuyov. When the Paschal offering is shechted, it has to be shechted with people who are registered to practice, that they said, yes, I'm going to be part of this. We're not getting into the details of how you register, but right now we're just going to say you're registered. And that's, yes, it's for him, it's for him, it's for him. These are the people on the list that this is for.
And who do you say this to, the Kohen?
The person who's shechting it, he's having it in mind for the people who are registered. Yeah, they're not all there. They can't have 30. You can imagine what would happen if everybody in the Korban Pesach was there. So you only have to be registered. You have to, however you do, you make up, you verbally say, I'm doing, okay, the man says I'm doing it for me and my family. That's eight people face. You got to be registered. Shenemer, it's a pasuk. It says, Tochosu alaseh. You shall be counted by the lamb. You got to be counted. How do you count unless the guy's registered? Malamed, that teaches us. Shenismanin olav kishuchai. You have to be registered for the lamb when it's alive. In other words, it can't be, oh, we shechted it. Okay, who are we going to get now to join our group? The group has to be there, just like when you're bringing a Korban Chatzis, let's say. So you're the guy who did the sin. You're there. You bring the Korban Chatzis. Korban Chatzis is for you, and you're going to get atonement. So the Jewish people, everyone needs, we're going to see a word of atonement is going to be used, although it's not exactly a sin, but we'll get to it. You got to be, the Korban Pesach has to work for you, as it were. So you got to be part of this before the animal shechted. It can't be, well, he shechted, I didn't realize it's such a fat lamb, we're not going to be able to finish this in time.
No.
Let me get five or six new guys to join us.
No,
you got to be registered before the Korban Pesach is done. The Elu HaMismani Malapesach, and those that are registered and joined together for the Pesach, from now on, we're going to give you a term that the Rambam's going to be using from now on. Hey, man, they're called B'nei Chabura. That's the term you have to memorize. B'nei Chabura, the members of the group, the Chabura. That means a Paschal offering has a Chabura that's attached to it. It could be few people, a lot of people, but if you are registered, I'm in the Chabura with whatever, the Michalowicz family, Korban Pesach, and I'm with them. You don't have to be a Michalowicz. You can be a non-relative, but I'm with this Korban Pesach.
A child is included.
But when I get, we're just starting. Let's unpack this as we go. So now, let's think about this. Could a single individual, if he wanted to, he has no friends. He has no friends. His mamash has got no friends. No family.
Come on.
Single guy. Let's say a convert.
Maybe we should give him a social skill.
Let's say a convert. No, a convert. Sure. Just became a convert 2 days before Pesach. So he gets, and he doesn't know anybody. So if he, can you theoretically bring your own Korban Pesach?
Can one be approved?
Can one guy be approved? So that's the local base. Yochid. If after the fact, that's the key word, after the fact, one individual shechted the Korban Pesach, kosher, it's okay, but there's a big caveat.
He's got to be eat the whole thing.
He has to be physically able to down a 50-pound sheep.
Yeah.
Now, if he's trained
now, they used to have these all-you-can-eat things.
Yes.
With these ice cream places.
The guy's got it.
He's
like 6'6", 340-pound linebacker who's used to eating eight lamb chops.
Remember in Coney Island, they used
5 hours, too, right?
If he is capable.
It
doesn't mean he has to, but he has to really be capable.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a little skinny, runty guy who never eats more than 10 ounces of food and he's stuffed, that he's not able to. It's not theoretical. It's a gazunta guy, a lumberjack, like Imamish can pack in his prime.
Can he get a small sheep instead of a
you could, it could be. It only has to be 8 days old.
Yeah.
It could be a small, but still, it's still,
that's a lot of meat.
There's still a lot of meat. Anyway, he's fit to eat it. However, we make great efforts. We don't initially want a single guy to shech the korban pesach for him. Shenemar, because it says in the psukim relating to korban pesach, it says to all the congregation of Israel, Ya'asu oso, they will make it. So who's they? That means there's more than one guy making it. So that's why. However, there could be situations. What if a guy is coming in at the end, and he just came in late, and everybody shech their korban pesach, and says, "Are we all done? Well, we're ready to close up. Oh, here's my korban. Where's your group? I don't have any. I have no friends. I have nobody." And remember, you can't join afterwards. You can't, once the group's made and they shech
the korban pesach. No retroactive joining.
So we're saying it's so theoretically it could be done. That's all we're saying. We highly discourage it. Because it's not like, first of all, it's not in a group. It's not really a group. And even if the guy could really eat it, but that.
But he could be on a low carb diet and still eat it.
Okay, good.
We're using particular. If it says they, then why would we allow one, even if he could eat
it? Because it talks about kol adas Yisrael. First, it uses the entire congregation of Israel. So therefore, it can be bending the pshat a little bit in that. But that, and for that, we can say it's like le mitzvah. Remember that a lot of times it said it's for mitzvah. It's the nicer way to do it. But a lot of things in the Torah says, yeah, you should do it this way. But if you don't, it's not ma'akev. And that's the point. It's not going to hold you back, but it's initially discouraged. Okay. Now we got to discuss a little bit more detail about people in this group. Because you're going to see in a minute, you know, everyone in the group has to be able to have certain talents, we'll say, or certain status, as we will discuss. Gimel. Ein shoychnes a pesach ela al mi shiroi lecho. You cannot shecht the korban pesach, except the only ones you can shecht is someone who's fit to eat. And we have to add an important word, a kezias. It's got to be a person who. Well, what about a 98 person, you know, without teeth? Okay, with terrible gastronomical problems, let's say. Okay. Not everybody can eat a size of meat. So it's got to be, you got the guys in your group, he has to be a person under normal circumstances, every single person can eat a kezias of lamb.
Let me read.
Like, it's all coming up over here. Let's unpack. Okay. What if one in the group was a katan, a minor, or an elderly fellow, or a sick fellow? Still, if he is able to eat a ksayis, you allow him to be part of the group. Anyone who can eat a ksayis of meat can be part of the group, even though they're at a disadvantage, so to speak. Elderly man, you figure maybe, but if he can, not a problem. The imla, but if they're not able to, ain't shaykh din olav. You don't shech for him, you don't put him in the group. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says, as you shecht it, ish lefi achlo, each person according to his ability, which means, ad sher roi lecho, that means he has to be able to eat a ksayis. So we don't include, so if you got a little 3-year-old kid who really can't eat it, you don't have him be part of the group. He can be at the Seder, he can, you know, can do a lot of things with him, but he's not part of the group. People in the group are people who are going to follow up on the mitzvah. The mitzvah, there's a lot of parts to the mitzvah. You shech the korban pesach, you sprinkle the blood, you do a whole bunch of things in. And then the most, not the most, but an integral part is you got to eat the korban pesach. Yeah. And you got to eat a kezias of korban pesach. And we don't put people in the group who can't eat a kezias of the korban pesach. Because that is, when you eat a kezias, that's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat a kezias of korban pesach. We want every ounce of that Paschal offering to be consumed in a mitzvah formation. You know, what are you going to do? You got a little doggy. Oh, here, I'll have a little Korban Pesach. Ah! You can't do that! Korban Pesach! I'm not talking about, you know, Shabbos leftovers, but even then I'm not so sure. But I'm just saying, you don't give a dog Korban Pesach!
This is
even though you can have a dog, you know. So a little 2-year-old kid who can't eat a ksayas.
Sure, can. How much is a ksayas of meat? It's nothing.
If he can, then
yeah, it's. Yeah, any baby could eat that.
Four ounces?
It's like a steak. Half a steak.
Four ounces?
Four ounces? That's
what
a good.
What are you feeding your babies?
It's at least a piece worried. Like
how
this.
How big would it be?
It's pretty big.
I don't know. That's a good
four ounces.
Is an 8-ounce steak is normal. Is that 4 ounces?
Is that?
4 ounces. Well, it depends how thick it is. Not this thick, but 4 ounces.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it 40 pounds?
Yeah, it's a quarter pounder.
It's a quarter pounder.
It's a McDonald's quarter pounder.
Anyway. And if chazanish is chazanish.
All right, it's
no,
worse.
Post-cooked, not pre-cooked.
That's post-cooked.
Shrinks.
So it's really a quarter pounder.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It has to be a quarter pound that's there. So you have to be fit post-cooked. To eat it. So you're right. Yes, many children could. But there could be people with gastronomical issues.
Gastrointestinal.
They can't eat it. So you don't put them in that group.
So Rabbi,
just wait. Look at how far this goes. Now there's two issues here we have to know. There's two issues. Rama's going to touch on the other issue. Okay. Issue one is you want every bit of this Korban Pesach eaten in the form of a mitzvah that's being fulfilled. Second issue is you don't want to bring this to a state of nosar where you're not consuming the entire Korban Pesach. That's the second issue. There's a lot. You cannot leave anything over. Mm-hmm. So there's a second issue. If you have guys who don't have big appetites, number one, they may not eat ksayas, and that alone wrecks up the eating of it. Number two, there might not be enough mouths to eat up the entire Korban Pesach. That's a second calculation Rambam's going to slip into here. So the Rambam mentions the next statement here. Afilu chabura shom, unless you have 100 people in the chabura. The point he's trying to say is there's no problem that Korban Pesach is going to be eaten. There's going to be one drop of leftovers. But if they ain't, listen carefully, they ain't call Echman. But if none of them, this is a Korban Pesach for a real old retirement home. Let's say they're all in their 90s. They all don't have teeth. And all they can do is like take a little, a half an ounce and chew it and whatever. But it's given to the whole retirement home. Let's say you took the Moshe of Zakenim Yerushalayim, you know, it's got like 500 seniors, real seniors, and we're going to do a Korban Pesach for them.
And how can you do that?
And everybody gets a little bit less than excited, and they all eat it up. And there's no nosar at all.
That's
if all of them, then you can't do it. You wouldn't shech for any of them.
Right.
Because clearly this is not a good setup over here.
Well, they don't meet the minimum requirement.
Because they're not having anything. Now we're going to get to combinations coming soon. But we're just giving you the general rules over here. So we want people in the group that could have a ksayas. If you can't have a ksayas, sure, it doesn't mean they can't be at the Seder.
They can be at the Seder.
You have the mitzvah, Igadah Tola Bincha. They can eat matzah. They can eat maror. They can do everything. But when we come to the dessert, they can have ice cream instead of Korban Pesach.
I wouldn't say
ice cream instead of Korban Pesach. That's the idea over there.
Is it if you don't eat Korban Pesach?
If you willfully don't eat it. If you're 98 and you don't have teeth to eat it, you wouldn't get kares, then you're putter from it.
Is that an option not to be in a chuppah?
You have to be part of a Korban. If you're a qualified person, you have to have Korban Pesach. Okay, but we're saying there are exceptions. A sick, what if you're very sick? Your mamish has, you have a stomach flu, you're bombing everything, you got a fever of 140.
What happens if you were already included?
Guess what? For that, you have Pesach Sheni. Oh,
okay.
You have Pesach Sheni.
And Shota's excluded too.
We're getting to all of these. Dalid. Now, let's talk about different groups now. Now, is a woman, an adult Jewish woman, is she obliged to eat Korban Pesach?
Yes.
Yes, because they were in the miracle too.
She gets saved. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, just talking about.
Is a Canaanite slave included in this? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Whatever a woman's chayiv in mitzvah, whatever a woman is chayiv, so is a Canaanite slave chayiv. That's a simple law. If we own a Canaanite slave, He has to get a circumcision, goes to the mikvah. He has to behave like a female Jew. The Torah clearly says he's like a woman, and they're all part of the Korban Pesach activities. It's not going to happen until we conquer Israel and get Canaanite slaves. But once they're there, they eat the Korban Pesach too. So let's just... So now,
that's up to his master, though.
Who? No. He's got to eat it.
But if his master doesn't allow him.
Well, he has to. He has to let him do mitzvahs.
But it's not his. He's doing it. His master's doing.
Okay, I want to tell you. Tell me the identification of the master. Who is the master? He's an observant Orthodox Jew who's bringing Korban Pesach. And he is obliged to make sure that his servant does the mitzvahs that a servant's supposed to do. And a servant is obliged in all mitzvahs that women are obliged to do. So the master has to have him eat the Korban Pesach. That's all there is to it. Now, but there could be, but the master doesn't necessarily have to have him eat with him.
Right.
Because let's say you got family, you might not want the Eved Kanani at your Seder table. Okay, so guess what? Let's say you have a chevra of 20 balabatim who live on a court, and they said, we're going to have a Seder, and guess what? We're going to have all our Eved Kananim have their own Korban Pesach.
But it has to be in the same place. You can't exit. You can't leave the building.
Fine, whatever. But you could have 20 Eved Kananis make their own Korban Pesach.
100%.
What? They can make their own group.
For their own group.
Why not?
There's no reason why you can't mingle them with another group.
Well, so now we're going to talk about certain minglings that are not allowed. Certain, not all. Certain. And that's what this topic is. What if you want to make Ein Osin Chabur, you don't make a group, a closed group, Nashim Vavadim, women and Canaanite slaves.
Nope.
And that's the exclusive group. 10 women... 10 Canaanite slaves. Can you figure out why we shouldn't do that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh, Kitanim Vavadim. Or what about a bunch of Kitanim, minors, and Canaanite slaves?
No, that wouldn't be good either.
We don't do that. Why? Mipnei Shalotia Kalos. There shouldn't be lightheadedness between them. You put Eved Kananis and women. There could be suspicions of immorality.
Minors?
What do you call it? Sodomy. What are you talking about? That was one of the Roman favorites. What are you talking about? The Romans were famous for that. Child abuse, you know. Eved Kanani, as much as they're there, but you can't fully trust them. However, so that's what you can't do. You could have a whole group of women, a bunch of single ladies.
True.
They're on family. They want to make a group. Fine. I feel Pesach Sheni. Even if, let's say, they couldn't do Pesach Rishon, they could even do Pesach Sheni, even though we'll learn later on it's only a reshus for women. Men, if you couldn't be there, you have to do Pesach Sheni. Women, it's optional. We'll see later. But they even can, on Pesach Sheni, can make a group of women. Or entire servants could be a group because they're like women in Chayav Mitsa. Now, you can also shecht for minors, but they can't be alone, as we'll see in a minute. They can join a group, provided that what?
They can eat a kazayas.
So minors can be there too.
My question on minors is...
Now, hang on. Below Shetia Chabura Kula Ketanim. But you can't have a group entirely of minors. Why? She'enim b'nei das, because they don't have enough intelligence. What does that mean?
You know what they're doing.
No, they're not responsible. You don't have one responsible adult in the room. And what may happen is they may not make sure that there's no sar. They may not be worried that there's leftovers, which is a problem even for minors. And now, again, we don't have a group that's entirely comprised of sick people, entirely comprised of elderly, very elderly,
like over 70?
Or onanim, people who have, they're in their period of time
mourning,
where, let's say, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, where they were obliged to bring a Korban Pesach, important, and
away.
Then a relative died, so he has an obligation to bring a Korban Pesach, even though he's a no-name, because if someone died before Chatzos, then he's putter from the mitzvah.
Right.
So, and these three, we don't make these groups. Afal Pishen, even though they're capable, let's say, to eat it, it's possible. Let's say everyone eats excise because generally speaking, generally they don't eat a lot. Elderly don't eat a lot. Sick people don't eat a lot. An onen is depressed. Right. He's not going to eat a lot. So lechatchila, we don't do that because we have great suspicions they're not going to finish it all up. If they did, b'diavad would be okay if they ate it all up, but we don't initially do that, just so we don't want kids. So certain exclusive groups, we wouldn't have a group of elderly, onanim, cholim, and ketanim, all of them together, as a group, we wouldn't want that either, because they're probably not going to get the job done. That's what Rama says. Shema Yashira HaPesach, maybe they're going to leave over some korban pesach. If you don't have a pesach, they'll bring it to Noser. However, but what if you did it anyway? We weren't supposed to, you did, and they're able to eat aksayas? Kosher. It's kosher. They, you know, they all think they could. You don't make this one. You don't do a whole group of converts. Oh. It's the Baal Tshuva syndrome. What does that mean? There's a certain time in a Baal Tshuva's life where they're afraid to do anything. You know, can I flush the toilet on Shabbos?
Well,
you know, no, they didn't teach me. I don't think I can flush the toilet. Can I do that? You know, and you're very machmir yourself until you learn the halachas. So, what the problem is, there's a lot of questions that come up during eating a Korban Pesach.
Oh boy.
So, Shemi Yadakim, they're going to be too particular about the halacha.
Did you say converts?
I was just using Baal Tshuvas as an example to help you understand it. A convert is for sure a Baal Tshuva. It's a bunch of converts that can say, I don't know, can we do this? Oh, let's look in the English art scroll and look up the answer. And they're going to spend 20 minutes on this question. And what's going to happen? By the time they get around to it, too late. If you have a day peaceful, they'll come to Nosar.
Oh,
because again, it's not that they're for sure, but it's a likelihood. So we wouldn't do that. But what if you shechted and they all ate a kazayas anyway? Then kosher. Then after the fact, if it was done properly, it's okay. We just understood it. Now you can ask any questions you want because we've covered enough initial territory that we could have answered most of the questions.
So back to the minors. Minors aren't obligated in the mitzvah.
There's a mitzvah of chinuch, a mitzvah of a father to train his children in mitzvahs.
So,
like a Louis Vuitton, you can buy
it. Now you don't have to, but they should be trained. When are they going to learn how to eat korban pesach? They don't eat it when they're six years old.
That doesn't waste part of the korban pesach.
No, if he eats aksayas, you have enough to go around. Everyone can eat aksayas. A lamb is quite big, okay. And if you don't want him to eat it, he doesn't have to. If he doesn't eat it, there's no sin. There's no sin if a cotton doesn't eat. But you'd obviously would want to encourage them to eat. You want to be machanach them in the mitzvah.
So it's not the same category as Sfashon, but...
It doesn't get... No, I don't know. Do you think your kid's like a dog?
No, but I'm just saying...
Some places, some people might think so.
I'm just assuming she's...
It's much different. Now, if it's a very little child who's incapable of eating exercise, then that's like giving it to the dog, so to speak, because no mitzvah is getting done with it. But when the kid's 6 years old, they can eat 4 ounces of lamb, the chinuch is part of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to mechanech your child, and he should be involved in that. Now, if there's a huge group and it's not enough for everybody, okay, you'd exclude the children first. Yeah. But you could have, let's say, one, you could have like a youth group, you know, with a youth leader.
Whoa.
And if you have one adult leader, we're going to have a trip. Our school is taking a trip to Yerushalayim for Pesach. And the lucky Rebbe gets to take 30 boys to Yerushalayim and going to take them all. Now then you can do that. He's got one adult who's responsible. He's going to supervise. He's going to make sure there's going to be no sir. And he's doing it all with a group of young children. Well, that would be fine.
I have one other question. When we were devising groups, that doesn't necessarily mean they're sharing that animal. It doesn't mean that they have to eat together. In other words,
yes, they do. Where are they going to eat?
House.
A group eats together in the same house.
The same korban. You can't take it out of
the
house.
You're a group.
I'm just thinking if you add your Canaanite slaves to your group of animals, but you don't want them to eat with you.
Well, they're part of the group. The group is together. We'll see. You imagine the group is together.
I have two questions.
So they don't have to be right next door to you. It's a big room. It could be on the side. It could be in the house. This is way too detailed for our discussion here. Okay, it's not Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Okay.
I have two questions. Is it Shota Pater?
We didn't get to it yet.
Okay. Second question. What if there's not enough? Let's say you have a group of 70 people and it's just not enough to feed everybody.
Then either you're going to get a bigger animal. If you know you have a group of 70, you have up to a year. the weight changes drastically from birth till a year.
You went to the shochet and he gave you a small car.
So you don't buy a small one. I want to ask you, Howard, when you have a lot of guests on Yom Tov and you go to Sobeys, do you order like a half a pound of roast beef or do you order 10 pounds of roast beef?
You know, I've been at the butcher and the winner yelling at the guy. I wanted this piece, he gave me this piece. You know, this is I have 12 people coming for dinner. How can you give me this? You know, for sure. They fight with the butcher.
So then you make sure to buy a big one or you buy two and you make two separate groups.
My question was, if you didn't get any and you were at a dinner.
Howard, if you can't have, you can't have. What can you do?
Are you butcher or you're...
If it isn't... There isn't. What do you want? Okay. Therefore, pre-planning is important.
It could be a disease in the sheep that year.
Fine. Okay. So what can you do?
There's a lot
of
questions.
Yeah.
For those who, because of the positive mitzvah that they have to do, well, what do people like? Like, what are, who are vegetarian?
If a I'll say it very simple. If a person, if a vegetarian wants to convert to Judaism, the Bezin would ask him the following question. If Mashiach comes tomorrow and there's a Korban Pesach, are you going to eat a kazayas of meat? And if he says no, he's not converted. Period. He gets kares, a vegetarian. There's no such thing as a vegetarian in Jewish law.
Why was Rabbi Cook?
First of all, I don't know if that's true. That's a rumor, number one. I don't believe that's true at all, but for sure not. And because for sure he would keep the halachas. He didn't eat, maybe didn't eat meat all the time, but I'm sure he ate meat on Yom Tov. I'm sure he ate meat on Yom Tov. It's not a question. You must eat meat. You don't have to eat all the time, but there's times you have to eat meat. Being a vegetarian means that you're putting your beliefs before God's beliefs. You have to bring, if you get, you have to eat Korban Pesach. But you have to eat a Korban Pesach. You don't want to eat it, then you get kares. Then you don't think that means you're narishkai. You think eating a 4 ounces of lamb once a year is going to kill you, then you don't believe in God. That's it. God knows better. No such thing as a vegetarian. You use the world. The only vegetarian that's allowed is if you feel that the animal meat is so unhealthy and it's going to kill you from cancer and is so loath to you and you've got, you know, but even then you'd have to eat it on Pesach.
You have to eat the Korban Pesach, but you don't have to
eat it. You know, no one's going to die. And if you think philosophically you have no right to eat an animal, then you're a kofer because God says you have a right to eat an animal. And anyone who believes philosophically that they're not allowed to eat an animal, that person is going against the will of God. Because the animals are here to be eaten. So that's that. And you will not be accepted as a convert if you will not eat meat of Korban Pesach. That's for sure not.
If there's some left over, you say you just didn't finish at all. There's some left over. Do you burn like nosa?
Well, there's a mitzvah to burn the nosa, but it's an avera to leave
nosa. You've just done a sin. You've just done a sin.
You got to eat it.
So if
the guy leaves them over, you eat it.
Okay, but if you know what, you pass chatzot, you pass chatzot.
You can't pass chatzot. It has to be done by chatzot.
Does everybody lose the mitzvah?
No, you've done a new sin. When you eat the kazayis of the Korban Pesach, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach. Good. Now you let it go. Now you've done another thing. You've done an avera.
Who's on the avera? The group? Or
it's on the group, whatever.
So it's one.
All for one and one for all.
So now, so you really make sure that everybody eats every bit of their Korban Pesach. Okay, it's early in the game. We've got 10 chapters. Let's stop it over here. Next week, next Sunday is no Rambam. It's a Tu B'Shvat little get-together. We'll continue on Monday. We're going to discuss if you have mixing, if you have people who could be in the group and people who shouldn't be in the group. We're going to discuss now who can't be in a group, and then we're going to mix and match as it goes.